insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 33rd verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وليستعفف الذين لا يجدون نكاحا حتى يغنيهم الله من فضله والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت أيمانكم فكاتبوهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا وآتوهم مما لله الذي آتاكم ولا تكرهوا فتياتكم على البغاء إن أردنا تحصنا لتبتغوا عرض الحياة الدنيا ومن يكرهن فإن الله من بعد إكراههن غفور رحيم.
But let them who find not the means for marriage abstain from sexual relations until Allah enriches them from His bounty. And those who seek a contract for eventual emancipation from among whom your right hands possess, then make a contract with them if you know there is within them goodness, and give them from the wealth of Allah which He has given you. And do not compel your slave girls to prostitution if they desire chastity, to seek thereby the temporary interests of worldly life. And if someone should compel them, then indeed Allah is to them, after their compulsion, forgiving and merciful.
So, as you listen to the verse, brothers and sisters, the verse at first gave the order of chastity. وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا. And then turned the discussion to an important concept, the concept of slavery. We said that Islam fought against this evil tree, tried to wipe out this evil tree, and did not develop it. Islam proposed different novel ways to free the slaves. And actually, even for keeping the slaves and for setting them free in one way, specified way of mukatiba, Islam even set conditions for the benefit of the slaves. So you have to know that they are capable of controlling their own lives, they are independent enough, and then you have to help them by giving them the amount of wealth that Almighty Allah has bestowed upon you. أَتُوهُم مِّن مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. But the verse continues, وَلَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَسُّنًا. And do not compel your slave girls to prostitution when they desire chastity. This matter of slavery, dear listeners, the system of war that was prevalent at that time, the prisoners were used to be slaves, and Islam reciprocated it. As today, prisoners are kept in camps, and we also must observe international rules of war to the extent that these rules are consistent with our religion. But then, after this important point, One of the evil acts of some worldly persons towards the slaves is mentioned in the verse. So it says, "Do not compel your slave girls to prostitution when they desire chastity." وَلَا تُكْرِهُوا فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَسُّنَا. In order that you may make a gain in the life of the world. لِتَبْتَغُوا عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Dear listeners, some of the commentators have said about the occasion of revelation of this phrase that Abdullah ibn Ubay had 6 slave girls and he compelled them to sell their honor for earning money for him. When the ordinance of Islam about struggling against unchaste acts in this surah specifically was issued, the slave girls came to Prophet ﷺ and complained about this matter. Then, at this time, this verse was revealed and prohibited this action. This is the occasion of revelation of this part of the 33rd verse of chapter Nur. نور على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, this part of the verse, dear listeners, specifically, وَلَا تُكْرِهُوا فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَسُّنًا. Do not compel your slave girls to prostitution when they desire chastity, shows that people were so much involved in immoral corruption and deviation in the age of ignorance that even after the advent of Islam, some people used to continue their previous acts. Some people like this, that we talked about in occasion of revelation, compelled their slave girls to sell their own honor, to earn money to give it to him as the owner. This status existed until the time when this verse was sent down and put an end to this condition. But unfortunately, even in our age, in some countries, that they apparently advocate civilization and human rights, this action is seen very easily. Even in our country, when the previous regime was ruling, this matter was carried out terribly. And we had many problems, and we could see some of the most devilish schemes. And this is how Islam fought against this evil tree of corruption and slavery. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.